During the previous round of talks in September, North Korea agreed to scrap its nuclear weapons program, but later demanded a light water nuclear reactor first. U.S. negotiator Christopher Hill called on North Korea Wednesday to stick to its prior agreements. The six-party talks include the United States, China, Russia, Japan, and the two Koreas. Jehangir Polcha, Beijing-based China correspondent for the Boston Globe, who had a rare chance to visit North Korea at Pyongyang's invitation, notes that North Korea has adopted a more conciliatory tone, but its behavior is often puzzling.
Definitely there was a sense in talking with people who were stationed in Pyongyang, diplomats, heads of NGO organizations, that they're looking to actually scale down the rhetoric and move towards trying to do more concrete, productive things with the U.S. and international organizations like the World Bank. But as is often the case with North Korea, while they do that on one hand, they're also carrying out policies that seem difficult to understand. On one hand, they're reaching out, and yet on the other hand, they seem to be withdrawing back into a shell and becoming more isolationist.
But Mr. Polcha says that at least the mood in China, the main player in the negotiations, is somewhat more optimistic than in the past.
This time again, the talk going around here is that North Korea will not try to renege on its previous promises, but that there will in fact be more progress. And that's likely to happen for two reasons. One is President Hu Jintao was in North Korea, and he's soon going to meet President Bush in China, and then he's making a trip over to the U.S. And I think he very much wants to show President Bush that China is playing a productive part when disarming North Korea and then solving the problem. And I think the Chinese side would be extremely annoyed with North Korea if it messed that up right now.
But Sun Jun Kim, Washington correspondent for the Seoul Broadcasting System, is less optimistic. He says that although people in South Korea were certainly encouraged by the success of the last round of talks in September, he still thinks there will be more challenges ahead.
In fact, a lot of experts say that it will be more difficult to reach agreement this time. That's mainly because it is about sequencing nuclear dismantlement and about real interests of each party involved. But I would probably say that other parties in the six-party talk will expect the United States to show some tolerance to North Korea.
Mr. Polcha notes that, in fact, Washington's approach to negotiations with Pyongyang has mellowed.
I think Bush's tough talk on North Korea certainly backfired. Almost everyone you speak to who knows anything about North Korea says, including it in the Axis of Evil speech, was a bad mistake because it essentially made a very insecure nation more insecure.
Myung-gil Choi, Korean reporter with the Monghwa Broadcasting Corporation, says he thinks this is the right time for confidence building, but people's expectations should be realistic.
If we are expecting something concrete regarding nuclear dismantlement, chance of any progress will be very slim, I think. The process of solving the North Korean nuclear issue by talk will be a very long process. In my opinion, there will be a time-consuming and patience-trying psychological battle. And North Korea knows it, and then United States knows it.
Analysts say resolving the matter of sequencing, or who takes which steps and when, is perhaps the biggest hurdle that the negotiators will have to overcome at this stage. Dmitry Sidorov, Washington bureau chief for the Moscow Daily Kommersant, suggests that expectations for this round of six-party talks need to be realistic.
What I'm trying to say is that it will be quite a lengthy process where North Korea, again, will keep playing games with everybody. Neither country, which will take part in the six-party talks, has enough leverage or political tools to persuade North Korea to give up its nuclear program or at least allow inspectors to go and visit facilities they want to see. North Koreans understand it. They're quite smart, and they will try to actually bargain to the point where they will have amazingly good conditions for opening part of their nuclear program up to IAEA or to participants of six-party talks.
The latest round of North Korean nuclear talks is expected to last only a few days, dampening hopes for an immediate breakthrough. For International Press Club, I'm Judith Latham.